Good morning. When Jesus first called his disciples, he didn't choose the best of the best. He chose regular, flawed people like you and me. Did Jesus toss them aside and look for new disciples? No, he loved them. Peter denied him 3 times. Jesus didn't reject him, but restored him. Jesus didn't choose to die on the cross just because it was expected of him. He prayed about it, anguished over it, sweated blood because of the prospect of it. He could have decided not to go through with it. Recently, I was having a really hard day, and I was pretty angry about it. Everything was getting to me. Being short of time at work, sitting for hours in a waiting room, in a doctor's office, a rude nurse at that office, numerous family issues that came up. It was just about more than I could take. I was driving around mulling all these things, and it just seemed to add fuel to the already burning fire. But then a sound came on the radio, which I knew was for me. Jason Gray's Sparrows. I started hearing the words, "You can't add a single day by worrying. You're worrying your life away. You can't change a single thing by freaking out. It's just going to close you in." And I was like, oh my gosh, you're right. You may feel alone, but you're not on your own. If he can hold the world, he can hold this moment. Not a field or flower escapes his notice. Even the sparrow knows he holds tomorrow. It has another verse. You never leave his love. You don't walk alone. At that moment, I just about lost it. That moment, I knew Jesus was there with me. He put a song on the radio just for me. For me, who am I? I'm so insignificant, but not to him. At that moment, I prayed to him to take it all. I just couldn't deal with it anymore, and I knew he could. No, Jesus didn't die on the cross for nothing. He died and rose again to save each and every one of us. Share this meal with me as we give thanks for his great love and remember what he did for us.